Unit 15. Listening. Qigong.
Can you cure illness without medicine or surgery? Energy healers say yes. Energy healers say they can heal without touching the patient. In the studio to tell us about energy healing is Amber Chesterman, who is a Qigong healer.
Hello.
Also with us is Professor Julius Silver, who is sceptical about Qigong.
Hello.
But to start us off, Amber, can you tell us about Qigong healing?
Qigong is holistic. It sees illness as a problem of mind, spirit, and body. So the whole person is treated, not just the illness.
Right. And qi is important, isn't it? What exactly is qi?
Qi is energy. Qi is part of everything that exists. Illness, you see, is caused by an imbalance of qi, and a qigong healer restores energy balance so that healing can happen.
And you heal from a distance, don't you? Over the telephone?
That's correct. I practice external qi healing. I speak to my patients by telephone.
And you unblock their qi?
Put simply, yes.
Thank you. Professor Silver, you don't believe in qi, do you?
No, I've found no evidence for qi, no.
And yet energy healing does work, don't you agree?
It does work sometimes, yes.
So how do you explain it?
We find a lot of evidence for a placebo effect. Belief is 70% of any treatment. In other words, my hands can't heal you, but if you believe I have healing hands, then I can heal you by moving my hands over you.
So what's really going on here?
Well, we do know that being completely relaxed helps us recover more quickly.
So you are saying that all I need is to relax and believe that you have the power to heal me?
Exactly. My explanation is not as interesting as Amber's, but we live in the 21st century and I tend to be...